Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us today from the gospel reading according to Mark in the first chapter of his gospel. In verse 4 it says, John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Dear friends in Christ, a good advertisement is a powerful thing. Now, which one did you think of when I said that? For me, it always starts with, where's the beef? Now, that dates me. I know some of you will have to Google that. You probably thought of your own powerful advertisement. Every single year at Advent, we spend time talking about a man who functioned as a living advertisement for Jesus. His name is John, of course. What's weird is that when John came, he broke just about every advertising rule there is. John didn't believe in fancy packaging as he turned people to Jesus. John had no supermodel with him to turn people to the message of salvation. He employed no famous athlete from that year's Olympic Games. John used no media campaign to go viral. He relied on word of mouth to get the message out. And strangest of all, he didn't even try to make people feel good. His message, on the contrary, was uncomfortable. To summarize, he said, change the direction of your life because the kingdom of Jesus is near. Now, at this time of year, advertisers are telling you what they think Christmas is all about. They say Christmas is all about giving. And they suggest that you give the particular product they happen to sell. Others will say Christmas is all about family and togetherness. And others will say Christmas is about staying in touch with friends, volunteering somewhere, or just being kind. And that's where I imagine John would interrupt. He would step out of the Jordan River and tell us what Christ and Christmas are really all about. With a powerful voice, he would tell us that what God did for us in sending his Son was not a temporary escape from the hard realities of life. He would tell us that first and foremost and always, Jesus is how we can be saved. Saved from what? Saved from ourselves. Saved from the devastating consequences of sin. Saved from being separate from God forever. He would tell us to change the direction of our lives, especially if I think that the direction of my life is just fine. He would tell you and me to be ready for Jesus, to welcome Jesus, to put full trust in Jesus. And then John would step aside. John stepped aside numerous times in his ministry. He stepped aside as the heavens opened and a voice proclaimed, Jesus is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And even though John knew that he would decrease in influence even as Jesus would increase in importance, he stepped aside and he went back to work. He kept pointing people to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He allowed his disciples to become Jesus' disciples. He sent a message that you and I still need to hear. By God's invitation, Drop the sins that you're carrying, turn around, and go in God's direction. Look for salvation from Jesus, who fulfilled all the prophecies for you. Look to Jesus, who gave and lived His entire life for you. Look to Jesus, who kept every law for you and then died for you. Look to Jesus, believe, and be saved. From before His birth until His death, that was the message of John. A living advertisement. We need people like John, who are not afraid to stand outside of the mainstream and tell us the truth. We need people who are unashamed of the unusual message of Jesus. People who will point us to Jesus and then get out of the way. But you know what else? We need to be those people. If you hear the message, change the direction of your life because the kingdom of God is near, if you listen to it, if it convicts you, if you accept it, if you are refreshed by the forgiveness that spills out, that pours out of Jesus, if you want the gifts that only He can give and you believe that He has in fact given them to you, your life becomes a living advertisement for Jesus. Let me say it again. If you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, then your life is a living advertisement for Him. What do you think of that? In these busy days leading up to Christmas, what is the message you are communicating to those around you? Through what you say and how you say it, and through what you do and how you do it, are you sending the message that Christmas is an exhausting marathon that must be endured and can only accidentally be enjoyed? Are you sending the message that Christmas is a chance to get the things that you want, and if you don't get them, there will be consequences? Are you sending the message that Christmas is basically a time for fun, for time off, time during which you are not to be bothered? Are you sending the message that you'd rather skip Christmas altogether? In these busy days leading up to Christmas, what message are you communicating? Are you sending the message that people and their problems matter more to you than completing your projects? Are you sending the message that there is deep joy in remembering the birth of Jesus Christ? In these busy days leading up to Christmas, what is it that you are advertising? And now let me follow in John's footsteps. Let me get out of the way and point you to Jesus. In one sense, Jesus is coming. He could return as judge and king at any time. Are you ready for that moment? Has the direction of your life changed to the degree that you are looking forward to seeing Him? In another sense, Jesus is here already. Where two or three people gather in His name, He is there, which means He's here. His words are here. Words of forgiveness offered out of His excruciating sacrifice for you. Words that give life meaning. Words that can make the devil and death powerless. Words that cause water to cleanse and adopt. Words that cause simple bread and wine to carry His body and blood to you. Words that create a community in this place. Words that build a kingdom of light in the middle of a very dark world. He is here right now, and His love for you is real and it is constant. Change direction. Humble yourself. Clear a path to your heart and let the King enter in. We pray. Heavenly Father, once again, You placed before us during the Advent season the message of John the Baptist. To repent, to turn around, to forsake our sins and go in Your direction, the direction of Your Son, who handled every one of our sins and paid for them in full by going to the cross and dying our death. Then, rising from that death to new and eternal life, that where You go, Lord Jesus, we may follow. Lord, help us to clear away the sins that so complicate our lives, that we may, during this season, truly turn to You and dedicate our thoughts and our actions to You, to Your Son, to the kingdom that we believe is coming into the world even now, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.